Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Jeannie Zidane filling in from Phoenix, Arizona, filling in for Vance Rogers, who is in transit, I believe, back from a wonderful trip down to Mexico. And he asked me today to let's do a topic on the ICANN class series. Several of us have partaken in this. I know I have for several times around. It's a 90-day course. And in the beginning, it started with Marty Jeffrey and William Todd and Mike DiMuccio. And Marty Jeffrey is the one that leads the class. It's just phenomenal. And now that Vance is doing this class on Monday evenings, it's awesome. And we just want people to make a commitment to do it and see if it might be something for you. So today we're going to talk a little bit about it. And I want to have several of you share what you have learned, maybe a point or two that stuck out for you these last 11 weeks. And then we'll share a little bit more at the end about how you can become involved with it if you'd like. I know for me, I feel I have more confidence in my ability to build a great customer base and a great team. And one point that really stuck out for me was that not to listen to negative people. And what I found for me was that much of the time, it was me that was being the negative person. I had this chatter going on in my head, and I've started to realize that's where it was coming from, and now I know exactly how to kibosh that and move on. And I have better clarity on that and on being more customer-centric. So I was going to ask whoever wants to go first, if you would share, hit star 6 and share your thoughts about what you have picked up from the class.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hey, Steve. Good
morning. I might as well start it off here and thank you so much for filling in for Vance today. It's awesome. You're such a good leader, and it's great to have you here. I'll just mention that when I went through it the first time last year, at that point in my life, I was under a lot of stress, and it was life-changing for me. The 5 inches or whatever it is between the ears was really, it wasn't just chattering, it was screaming. Screaming the wrong things. And it really, really helped me to get a grip back on my thinking as far as to, wait a second. Maybe somebody said something that was just totally, to me, illogical, stupid, crazy, dumb, whatever. Don't react to it. Let your mind know that it was their thoughts, not yours, and to work through the program instead of just blowing up and reacting. We had to, and so to me, it made it just a horrendous, just tremendous amount of difference. And that first 90-day program, and I do have to admit, I have not stuck with it as much as I want to. I haven't. The mentoring time frame is the time that I'm not really available on Monday nights at this point, so I've just sort of drifted away that way, but all the information's online. It's available to everybody, and like I say, every time that I start getting out of whack with the thinking, there's never a time that doesn't instantly popped into my mind, wait a second, stop, take a breath, and think this out rather than reacting. So with that, that's my story.
That's great, Steve. And it is, it's the repetition of principle that really helps you keep you on track. And once you've gone through that 90 days, I know it sticks with you. And then it's nice to have, I know I was writing down a about repetition being the key to things, and how I need structure for that, I guess, is the way to do it. And so having a course like that and having the accountability with a group of people and hearing other people sharing what they're learning as well is so very helpful. And so that's really good. That's really good. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Who's next? Who else would like to share what they've learned?
Hi, Jeannie. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of good has been said already. You know, I always remember that this is a business that's for myself, but not by myself. I need a group of people, a group of like-minded people to tap into, and as you were saying, you know, get it to be a habit. You know, my habit is I just turn on my iPad in the morning and I listen to ICANN, and that's how I start my day, you know, and just keep those disciplines going. Do I do it perfectly? Heavens no. But I continue at it, and sharpening the saw is 75% of doing this business.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, we need each other. We need that. Wow, that's how he's doing it. Okay, that's how I could do that, you know. And so it's just very important to continue to sharpen the saw as far as I'm concerned. That's how we do it. So I'm always looking forward to the next one and, you know, committed to doing the next one too. So that's all I've got this morning. Thanks, Jeannie, for doing the show.
You bet. Thank you, Janice. Well, you know, and I remember one point too, it talked about he had talked about a diamond and soot, or a diamond and, I forgot the other element, and how they're both made of the same thing. But it's the pressure route that makes the diamond so beautiful. And there was some little quote about the no pressure route produces soot. So I know I find that when I have some sort of a plan, and then it includes other people, that kind of puts a little bit of pressure on me to do the lesson, to repeat it until I can get into that habit of doing it on purpose. And heavens, I definitely want to be a diamond, you know. I am a diamond in the rough, so.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Janet. Who else would like to share? Did I hear Rita?
Yes, you did.
I recognize your voice, too.
This ICANN course tells you how to form new and better habits so that we can make better decisions. It gives clarity and simplifies situations in life and business, and teaches us how to respond better under stress, not just reacting.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches good life principles, whether it's connected with business or just life. And it's an awesome course, and I would highly recommend it for everybody and anybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. I do, too.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Did
I hear someone else?
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, good morning. Who is this?
This is Beauty Cook.
Oh, hi, Beauty.
What I found in this is that you've got to let your customer be the customer. You've got to learn to listen to what they are saying instead of trying to force any product on them. You have to find out what they want and what their expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
And go from there.
That's very important. Absolutely. Yeah, because sometimes if you don't really want something or you're not looking for something, somebody could talk to you till they're blue in the face and you still wouldn't want it, or so we don't ever have to try to talk people into something, but just maybe find out what they're looking for and see what we have that could help them. So that's great, Judy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else? Somebody else?
Jeannie Tyra, can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jeannie Tyra in New Jersey. I just wanted to share, this is my first time taking the 11-week course, I Can Attitude, and you mentioned the power of repetition. I think that was one of the most important things I got out of the course. And just to let people know who might be listening in, the course is just once a week, and you just call in on a Monday evening for about an hour and, sharing. And it just was real powerful. At first I thought, oh, I need this to help me build my business, get better results. But I found that it also seeps into every area of my life and work for sure. So one of the principles, there's six principles that we were requested to read five times a day, and that power of repetition, I just began to see it working, over a course of time when I didn't think anything was happening. But the one that I wanted to share is the last one. My I Can attitude gives me serenity. I know that at any given moment, I can face many challenges and circumstances, most of which I have absolutely no control over. But I make better decisions with the one thing I do 100% control, my I Can attitude. So this course has helped me to just keep looking at my attitude when it's good, when it's not so good. And I found even at work, I had a conversation with a supervisor that I thought I felt like I was being reprimanded. And the next day I talked to another coworker, and just out of sharing, I could see I could actually keep standing for my I Can attitude. I didn't have to listen to the negative conversation, and the situation just turned right around. So I was just real thankful for that. And the thing that I appreciate about Vance, even though he's not here on the call today, is he said we can invite anyone to the call, and anyone is welcome to participate. So many of us are involved in the Nikan business, but if you're not, you're still welcome to participate because it can impact every area of your life. So just the repetition, power of repetition, affirming, and getting to see myself through the process, I thought it was just an awesome course, and plan to take it again.
Thank you, Tyra. And thank you for bringing that up, too. That's right. Anyone, this course is for anyone who just wants to improve themselves. And I had written a little script in the beginning because I was going to promote the class, and I wrote down, do you have burnout? Are you feeling lackadaisical? Do you want more out of life? Are you ready to excel in your personal life and in your business life? Would you like to improve your life? Do you need a little gentle nudge? I have found the solution in this I Can't class. So it is. Just the power of being together and of learning. And these, Marty Jeffrey put together these lessons that were learned. It's just brilliant. That's all I have to say. It's brilliant. And in the beginning, it was, it still is a 90-day course, but we paid for the course in the beginning, and now, because Vance has stepped up and is mentoring also, there's no charge for the class. The charge is that your commitment to it. And so just ponder that, think about that, and it's amazing what happens when we do make a commitment to something. And I think personal development is a huge commitment. And I'm one that loves to read. I have lots and lots and lots and lots of books that I've read. But when you take the things that you've learned and you put them into action steps, that's when you really learn. And that's another thing that throughout this class, I have taken some bold actions, and it's been very, very successful. And I feel that's caused me to be very confident in just my ability to do things, too. So, anybody else have something to share? What they learned?
Jeannie?
Yes.
Char here.
Hey.
Oh, boy, was I a slow one to get started on this, I think. You know, a quarter of a century with this company, and all the stuff that I've learned, and Vance, I don't have time for this extra right now in it. And he didn't badger me. He just left me alone. He knows that it doesn't get him anywhere. Sometimes I put on the brakes. But when I started going through that, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize the probably one of the very most important things to me was I don't have to have negative. I don't have to be a part of it. And I don't like negative conversations. I don't really like watching the news anymore. I don't need to know all the bad stuff that's happened in the day, everywhere. And yet, you can be a part of society, believe it or not. So I just, that was one of the biggest things. And, you know, you can't hold on to two thoughts at the same time. And when you're allowing yourself to be in a situation, and at the beginning, well, I still do it a lot. The headset works really, really well. I can go to another world and have something else to play. And it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I cannot imagine not going through it again and again and again and again.
Yes.
Because there's just little things that are reinforced. And, you know, even though I listen to it every day, I've missed just a very few, probably more the last week than before, just, you know, things happening. And I know I can jump right back in. It's not like I've totally failed. And I know they said that several times at the beginning. If you miss something, that doesn't mean you failed. But that does mean that you're not trying very hard. For me, 20 minutes out of the day is not going to make a life or death difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not say enough about it if you guys haven't taken it yet. Because the way you feel about what you're doing and what you're hearing, it's going to take me, I don't know how many times through to really put everything into place. There's just a lot of information there that is very, very good. So I couldn't, and I could not stress enough, until you go through it, you won't know the value of it, no matter what people say.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So very true. Yes, and as one who I have repeated this now for how many times? 7 times maybe, since the very beginning of it. And I learn every time. Every lesson is so powerful, and it's layer upon layer, just like we are. We're like onions, you know. We have all sorts of things going on at different times. And thank you for mentioning, too, the 20 minutes or so. It's like 20, 25 minutes a day to put into this, which is so doable. I like Janice says, I plug in when I'm driving. I have it on my phone. I listen to the mantra. I repeat it to myself or out loud if nobody's with me while I'm listening to it there, too. You can listen to it. You can read it. You can print it out. So kind of whatever works for you. But the repetition is so very powerful. And the two thoughts thing, too, that was another thing that you can have one thought, yes, I'm going to do this, and the other thought, no, I'm not going to do that, and they cancel each other out. And that's the reason why many times I don't get things accomplished that I say I want to do. is because I canceled those thoughts out. So that was a real big lesson as well, too. Thank you, Char. That's great. We love having you all in the class, wherever you may be. And it's always how quickly you get back into development. That's the key. If you fall off the horse, you get right back on. And so I think that's just called life. I think we do that in life, is fall off and get back on. So wonderful. We have time. Yes, go ahead.
This is Pam Barnes.
Hi,
the class is wonderful. Everybody said it so well. Char did too. I thought that, how am I going to fit this in? But what I ended up doing, because there's so many great statements, you know, of positiveness and to build yourself, and I read that to myself on my phone, recorded it, and then, of course, it played through the car, right? Unfortunately, I'm one of those. And so I play it through the car as I'm heading somewhere. I live out a ways from Louisville, so I have a drive all the time. And I can listen to it that way. And it's my voice telling me I am good, I'm wonderful, I have a great mission in life. And it really helps you. It truly does. It's an investment in ourselves, and we're worth every penny and every minute that we put into ourselves.
Absolutely. What a great idea. That's great, Pam. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We have time for one more. Somebody else? Just quickly. Have a powerful thought. Or you want to share? Well, this is awesome. And I think it's just the, when I was talking earlier about, you know, a diamond takes time under pressure, and the ICANN class is a way for us to add a little bit of that good pressure to our lives. And when you make a commitment to follow through for yourself, and along with everybody else, we're just better because of it. So it's amazing what can happen when we make that commitment to improve ourselves. And I'm reminded of, and this was in the Humans Being More manual too, about commitment. I've heard Dave Johnson mention it many times. Until one is committed, there's hesitance, a chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there's one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. And all sorts of things occur to help one that would otherwise never have occurred. And it goes on. And it's just, I've seen how that can just happen. It's like all of a sudden something wonderful comes into play, and you're like, wow, it seems like it just appeared, but yet it was the commitment that I have made to doing certain things. And one of them is working on my own mind, working on myself that way too. So I invite all of you to check it out. We are going to begin. I'm thinking that Vance wants us to maybe text him, or saying that you would like to be a part of the class. It's going to start April 16th, and it's at 5 p.m. Pacific time, unless that changes, but 5 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll begin with lesson one. And so I encourage all of you to do that. And Vance's, I'm going to look up his email really quick. Would he want an email or a text, Char?
Probably email.
Probably email? Okay.
But either one. It's vsrogers995@gmail.com.
Thank you. vsrogers995 at gmail.com.
Or you can even use info@saturdayamlive.com.
Okay.
And it redirects there.
Oh, perfect. And Steve is the one who has placed all the lessons in a place for us, so it's easy for us to access, so you'll learn more about that too. So thank you so much. Anybody else have a thought or comment this morning? Okay. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. And appreciate all of you. And we just look forward to getting to know anyone who better who would like to participate and start on this wonderful ICANN journey with us. So make it a wonderful Saturday. Happy Easter,
can I
everyone.
Ask a question?
Yes, yes.
What, could you repeat the time it starts again, the date and the time?
Yes, April the 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
And we really try to keep it to 30 minutes, but it does go sometimes 45.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And who is this?
This is Elaine in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Elaine. Wonderful, wonderful. We'd love to have you.
I appreciate that. I did it early when we paid. I did it, but I'm hopeful to do it this time. I have to look at my schedule and see what's going on.
Perfect.
Thank you.
It sounds great. And anybody can go up onto SaturdayAMLive.com, and right up the top, there's a bunch of tabs. You can choose all kinds of different things. And just click on the ICANN2 tab, and I think number 12's at the top, and number 1's at the bottom. So you got to scroll. I have to put a lot of time into it, you know, to make... You know, one for lesson one, and one page for lesson two, one page for lesson three. I just haven't taken the time to do that. So you got to scroll and work a little bit yourself. But if you'll take the, you know, time to do that, just scroll down to the bottom, work through it yourself. You know, I mean, it's wonderful to have the class. And so far, the last couple classes, I've even put the recordings from the particular calls on the web at ICANN5.blogspot.com or ICANN6.blogspot.com, so you can listen to the actual mentoring that Vance is doing. And I'll probably do that for the 7, as long as somebody doesn't take Blogspot 7 or 8, 10, whatever. I'll probably still do that.
Those are our recordings that we've done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all there. And so, and even the Saturday AM Live calls, those of you that used to have to go there the long way, 8, 10 years ago, with the word CAN, C-I-N, the number 4, the letter U, canbeforeyou.biz, B-I-Z, /S, well, it's the 4 for the ICANN, or for whatever year it is right now, it's canbeforeyou.biz, /S/18, and sometimes I get like I was this week. I haven't posted last week's call yet, but I did post it on the web.
Perfect.
In the depository, so anybody can click there and listen to it. So,
thank you, Steve. Yeah. So I think the SaturdayAMLive.com, and then look at the ICANN2 tab.
Yep.
And there, all the lessons are posted there. So.
Right.
Yes, I print them out. What I did is I printed mine out the first time, and I have them in a notebook, and that way I can go back and read it and ponder them anytime. So they're fantastic. And thank you for doing that again, Steve. So everybody have a happy Easter.
Thank you,
stop the recording.
Everybody have a blessed Easter.
You too. Thank you.